Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mike Armstrong podcast show. And this evening, or afternoon stateside, we're joined by David Swan, who is an entrepreneur and mastermind facilitator based out of Tennessee in the USA. So how are you doing today, David? You okay?
Doing absolutely wonderful, Mike. It is a little overcast and cloudy and rainy, but it is an absolutely wonderful day because I woke up on the right side of the dirt. And, you know, any day that you do that is a great and wonderful day.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. And yeah, I always say any day that's got DAY in it and that you're breathing is a good day for me. So
definitely.
Yeah. So I was just going to say, we met on Clubhouse, which is where the last sort of 70 or 80 of my guests on my podcast have come from. Before that, I used to get people on from Facebook and LinkedIn and Zoom events. But now mostly people come on from Clubhouse. So, you know, what's your experience of Clubhouse so far? How are you enjoying it?
I'm really liking Clubhouse. I mean, it has a lot of... just a lot more connections. I was using LinkedIn and Facebook, and, you know, with LinkedIn, I had, you know, some connections across the pond, a couple connections in the UK, but not very many. And, you know, most of my other connections, I had a few in Israel, and then most of everybody else was here in the States. And that's been the real big key, or the real eye-opener, is the amount of international connections that I've been able to make off of Clubhouse without even having to try. You know, yeah. It's just they've happened naturally, and my expanse and reach has been tremendously grown just by the fact of being on Clubhouse and, you know, just talking and having conversations with people. And yeah, it's been tremendous and has exploded my reach by, you know, tenfold at least.
Yeah. Same as me, really. I think because LinkedIn used to work as you used to get connected to connections of connections. So they're your real world connections. Yeah.
Yes.
So they're the people who are connected to the people you meet locally or in the real world. So that, you know, it tends to be like a more your region, you know, your area, your country or whatever, like, you know, and you don't tend to reach outside of that. And, you know, Facebook, again, it tends to be family and friends orientated, or it started off that way and then started growing as a networking tool and, you know, joining groups and all of that. But with Clubhouse, there was like no connections. It was just like go into rooms and connect with who you connect with, you know, and just it's just whatever people share the same interest in the name of the room or the topic that's being discussed. Then that's what shapes the connections rather than any other preset connectivity. So it's just random connections of people with shared interest, which is good.
Definitely. And I mean, that's part of, I think, the allure of being on the app is that the fact that when you pop into the room, you don't know. And I mean, you know, there's been plenty of times, especially in your room, but in many other rooms also, of, you know, I've been in there, I'm in the US, you're in the UK, might have somebody else in Germany, could easily have somebody, you know, in the Middle East somewhere. I think we, at one point in your room, there was somebody in Dubai, somebody in Australia, somebody in Shanghai, somebody in London, and like three people in the States. I mean, you know, it was like you couldn't cover the globe much more in between where everybody was. It's like there's not much land left that, you know, when you start connecting the dots, there's not much left. The reach has just been absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And also because of the invite only policy, it tends to be people invite their best connections. So it tends to be the top people, like, you know, the people who are, I call them the movers and the shakers, the influencers from all the sectors, like, you know.
Definitely. You know, and I know as they add people, that'll get watered down a little bit, but especially those of us that were fortunate enough to be early adapters on it, you know, it's, you know, the reach and the quality of almost all your connections. It's like, well, you know, these are people who, you know, they've been invited, and it's like, you know, you have good connections inviting more good connections. And like I said, it'll eventually get watered down a little bit, but that is the amazing part of it, is that there's so many great connections and people who, you know, normally, you know, might not, I think because of it being voice only, and they don't have to worry about, you know, all the extras, they can just kind of hop in at, you know, I mean, if you're, you know, riding in the car and you're not the one driving, you can hop in for a half hour on, you know, hopping on a half hour into somebody's room and share your knowledge and your wisdom with people in the room, you know. And where, you know, before it's like, well, I'm not going to go Facebook Live because then I got to go find me an audience and then share it and do all this. And, you know, they've made it easy for you just to hop on and go, hey, you know, I'm Bill Gates and I'm here for 30 minutes and I'm going to share my wisdom. And, you know, if Bill wants to do that, he hops on and, you know, he shares his wisdom for 30 minutes and he may be gone. But, you know, it's just those random, you know, high caliber people just hop on. And if they have a half hour, they can hop on, and it's not really a big fuss for them. It's not a whole lot of work. They don't need a makeup team, a camera crew, or anything like that. They need an iPhone and a pair of headphones, and they can hop on and be part of the program.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, it's a really good tool for that. And obviously, you mentioned earlier, or I mentioned introducing you, that you are you do mastermind facilitating, yeah? You actually, yes, build a mastermind, etc. And I asked you this a bit earlier today when we were chatting in Clubhouse, but for the benefit of my podcast listeners and the viewers, tell me a little bit about how you ended up becoming a mastermind facilitator and what your mastermind is set up to do.
Definitely. How I got into it was, I grew up, I was in construction, and I believe that, you know, work harder, you'll get ahead, you know, and you'll get someplace. And that it's a good theory and it works, but, you know, I figured out, or, you know, I started thinking that there had to be a better way. And along the way, you know, in that 20 years of working, you know, I worked my way up from, you know, one of the lowest positions there were, just a guy loading a truck, to, you know, upper management, and I was doing very well. And that's where I found out for my love of sharing with other people and teaching other people, that I really enjoyed being able to take knowledge that I knew and share it with others and then watch them grow and bloom into, you know, just so much more. They were able to grow. It's, you know, a little bit like kind of planting a flower, and then all of a sudden it's into this big, beautiful thing. You know, I realized that, you know, by sharing education, I was doing that with human beings. And, you know, it's awesome to grow a plant, but it's even more awesome when you do that, when you're able to do that for another human being and you're able to see them, you know, grow and expand. But that job, I parted ways, and I went looking for a mentor because I knew that there was more. I knew there was a better way. And I went and I found Bob Proctor and Sandy Gallagher. And Bob Proctor's been doing personal development and helping people realize their full potential for over 60 years. And, you know, that's, and his track record and his success is what drew me to being mentored and learning and under his system and getting his guidance and wisdom. And now I'm fortunate enough to be able to take busy, overwhelmed, overworked professionals and be able to show them how to be able to get more income, work less, and have less stress in their life. And, you know, I'm financially rewarded for it. They're financially rewarded for it. And just being able to educate them and collaborate with them and work in a system of growth and collaboration and just in creativity, being able to take the education and the lessons that Bob have learned and then combining that with the power of the mastermind, where, you know, you have 12 or 13 people working on your problem. You have all that brain power working on it, and you come up with solutions to solve issues and problems that, you know, just with having all that brain power, it's options that you may have never even thought of, or it might have taken you years to get to that point, you know, because when you have, when you start having brains like that all in the same room, it works very much the same way as if you put batteries in a series. You know, if you have one battery, it only lasts so much and it only has so much power, but you link 10 batteries together and you have so much more power and so much more available energy there. Our human brain really acts along that same principle, that when you have, you know, 10 or 12 people and they're all thinking and working on that same problem, you get options that you would have never gotten with, you know, just one or two people, because you have so much more energy being focused on it. And that's one of the big secrets of how we are able to just be able to really provide a quantum leap and be able to just slingshot into that next level and to be able to up level so fast. And, you know, it's just, you know, that's part of the secret sauce, is combining all that brain power together and then solving everybody's, you know, issues and working on their problems to get them to their next level individually. But you use the whole group to be able to get there.
Yeah, definitely. I started my own mastermind around June last year, I think it was. And I was, I think it might be June or might be September, I can't remember. It's been a pandemic. It's been a very busy time for me. But anyway, that was after listening to the Think and Grow Rich book, audio book, you know, which is obviously, I think, step 12 is about masterminding. And
yes.
The power of everyone, like you say, collaborating together. So I started I call it Strong Communicators, but it's people who were involved in the communication business, podcasters, speakers, coaches, that sort of thing. And we all, you know, just go through each other's successes and challenges and, you know, that sort of thing, and just learn what, you know, each other's doing, because it's like, oh, you're doing something on there, or how do I get that? Or, oh, you've just had a podcast interview, how do I get one? And it's just about sharing what goes around, so you get that multiplication effect, like, you know?
Definitely. You know, it's, you know, I don't know the exact math, but, you know, it's, you know, you put enough batteries together, you know, you put 12 batteries together and you have, you know, the power of 24, you know, by the time, you know, because you've strung them all together in the right way. And that's, you know, that's exactly what you're getting with the mastermind, is it's just energy coming from different areas. And, you know, just that collaboration and adding each layer of energy, it just gets you to a whole different level, and you move at a whole different pace than you do, you know, instead of, you know, trying to do it on your own. You know, I think we're just, you know, because of this effect, I think this is how we're supposed to, you know, solve problems and issues, is it's all about the teamwork, you know, and we all just go so much further, you know, using teamwork.
Well, it's like a tribe, isn't it? Like, you know, like years ago, a tribe, you know, you'd have the hunters, and you'd have the, you know, the farmers and the medicine man, and, you know, whatever, you'd have all of the different people playing the different roles and making sure the tribe was, you know, bigger, stronger, you know, more likely to see off any challenges that it had. As a, you know, if you're out on your own and you get attacked by something, then that can be challenging, but you're together as a tribe and you're stronger and you've got different techniques and different strategies, and you're more chance of surviving, like, you know.
Definitely. That's I hadn't really thought of it in that exact frame, but yeah, it's definitely, you know, and that's another part, you know, when you're dealing with teamwork, it's like, look, you know, when you're dealing with a team, you don't have to be an expert at everything to be successful. You just have to be an expert at what is your responsibility, what you have to take care of. And even if you aren't an expert, you know, you're only tasked with learning your particular, you know, you're just your part of the plan and worrying about your part of the plan. And then you have somebody else who's using their mental energy and their physical energy to take care of their part of the plan. And, you know, that's, and it just, you're able to build from there.
Yeah, definitely. So, I'm a logical, strategic person, and I'm also somebody who used to come from a corporate environment. I'm not in a corporate environment now. I come from a corporate environment, and obviously you see, you know, corporate structures are full of various different people with various different skills all working together with one common goal. And so, you know, for me, as soon as I sort of thought about the mastermind and heard about it, and that, it just made logical sense to me that, you know, why wouldn't you just, you know, put your brain power together to solve each other's problems and share ideas? And, you know, like we all find out about new technologies and new systems and that, but, you know, 12, 13 of us together, you know, sharing that, you're going to find out a lot about a lot more, because, you know, we're all operating, like mine is a global mastermind. I get people from different countries, and, you know, she's got people operating in different countries on different time zones, you know, so we're all learning. You know, it's a bit like with Linktree or whatever. There's about five different Linktrees out there. You know, there's like Milkshake, and there's, you know, there's About Me, and there's SociaTap and whatever. So, you know, the more you're with more people from different places, the more you hear about the different ones. And then you can say, okay, well, I can look at them all and pick the best rather than just have the one I've only heard about. Or you can be actually, I'll use them all for different purposes or whatever. So, you know, and it's only by that extra knowledge and information that you can make different decisions and bigger decisions and better decisions.
Yeah, definitely. It opens you up to that next level of available information to you. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, it's like, well, you know, I say an issue, you know, I'm, you know, trying to solve this problem, and somebody just chimes in and goes, hey, did you ever think about this? And it's like, you were like, no, I would have never even. Yeah. It's like, I would have never went there. And that, but now that I thought about it, that's like light years ahead of whatever my, you know, what I, the path I was going down was, you know, the complete opposite path, but I was wrong. You know, yeah, it's like, yeah, no, this is the path we need to be down, you know? So yeah, that's one of the amazing parts of masterminding. I mean, it's just being able to have that shared brain power. It's yeah, just amazing how it does that.
Yeah, brilliant. So what's one of the top things that you think you've learned, say, from Bob Proctor? And what's one of the top things you think you can teach people who wanted to join one of your masterminds?
I would say the top thing that I've realized or I've learned from Bob is that that our thoughts are the most powerful thing in the world. And that if we can think it, if we truly believe that we think it and we can get there, then we can, you know, and just the power of our mind, and just knowing that if we form a picture in our head and we decide that we really want whatever that outcome is, and even if it's, you know, most people are going to think that you're crazy about it, it doesn't really matter, because you know what? The Wright brothers, everybody thought they were crazy. Now we fly around the world in hours due to the ball that they got started rolling. You know, everything.
History's littered with those examples.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, Einstein, Edison, you know, Edison, I think, you know, depending on whose story you listen to, 10,000 tries at the light bulb, you know, failure after failure after failure. You know, his neighbors went, especially after the couple times that he almost blew himself up, went, oh my, there he goes again. He's just an absolute crazy nutter. He's just a crazy nut. And, you know, but, you know, he changed our world. The Wright brothers changed our world. You know, these are things that, but that's how the world has changed, is you get somebody that believes in their vision and just knows that it is possible, and they persist and they keep going on. And you know, that is how the world has changed.
That's something Camp Graham Lee, something or other, the guy who invented the internet. He changed the world, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's just so many, you know, you look back and it's like these people who changed the world, most of the time they were looked at as being crazy, because they are that part of that 1%, or that I like to say there's about 5% of people who actually think in this world, you know, truly, really know what thinking is. And there's about 3% that actually, you know, there's 5% that know it, and there's 3% that use it. And, you know, that's why, what is it, like 96% of the money that is earned by 1% of the population. It's because those are the people who truly think. And that is probably one of the most powerful things that I've learned from Bob is, you know, thoughts are things. And if you can really imagine it, if you can think about it and you want it and you're willing to put in the effort to go get it, it will be yours. You know, and that's one of the things that I pass off to my students in this mastermind is, you know, really, if you can tell me what you want and you truly want it, and you can truly see it in your mind of you having whatever that is, I can show you how to get it.
Yeah.
Because Bob has showed me how to do it.
Yeah. It's the same thing I learned off Brian Tracy, really, I think, because I like his books, The Psychology of Success, The Psychology of Millionaires, that sort of thing. And, you know, and I like a lot of the coach, you know, if you dream it, you can achieve it. You know what I mean? You just got to plan backwards and put the plan of action in place to actually do it, and then take the massive action. Like, you know, so yeah, anything that you dream is possible, because you wouldn't be able to dream it otherwise. You know, by simply being able to dream it, you can achieve it. Like, you know, so
definitely. Yeah, and I mean that's the whole, you know, it's that whole thought process, that fact that, you know, and Bob puts it this way. He goes, look, every other creature on the planet was born into an environment that it fits into naturally. You know, the birds are born into an environment. They are built for their environment. You know, all the other creatures on the planet are built for their environment, except for us. We have to create an environment that we can survive and thrive in. It's up to us to create it, which that's a double-edged sword, because if you don't use it right, you don't get the environment that you want. But the flip side is if you know how to use it and you know how to harness that power, you can live life however you want.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So is that the main thing then, you would say, the main takeaway from your masterminds for, you know, the people who attend your masterminds? Or have you got another one which is maybe something you've enhanced, you know, and provided on top of what you've learned from Bob?
I mean, I have my years of experience in business. So when it comes to the mastermind side of it, you know, I've helped build. You know, I've been a part and have built multiple multi-million dollar corporations. I've been part of that. I've helped through that success. So I have, you know, my personal business knowledge on my side that I can help lend towards, especially the mastermind part of it. You know, I can lend that experience to them and help with that. You know, and the collection, you know, being able to also assemble and have that whole collection of individuals, and then, you know, them using that mastermind philosophy, and, you know, making sure that you have, you know, people who are on that level and understand, you know, exactly where everybody's trying to go, and they have that teamwork effect in that mastermind group. That's another spot that is, you know, I think it's pretty unique, you know, on the teams that you're able to build. Cause, you know, even, you know, I will never have the same mastermind, you know, I'm filling different masterminds, but, you know, each one will only be its original version. You know, it's each one's going to be a little bit different, which is exciting to me, because each one's going to produce even more amazing outcomes than the one before it.
Yeah. Well, every mastermind will be different, won't it? Because the minds in it are different and the experiences are different. So therefore, you know, every energy and every output is going to be slightly different. Even if you take people through the same process, they're all different. So what they pull out of it and what they get out from it is going to be different, because that's the thing, when you learn something, you know, it's like with a book, people read a book and learn different things. You know, a book doesn't teach one thing, it teaches multiple things. And often it teaches multiple things depending on the time that you're at in your life and the things you need to learn next in your step process of development, like, you know?
Oh, definitely. Well, you brought up, you know, Think and Grow Rich, which, you know, my program is, you know, based, there's a lot of Think and Grow Rich in it. There's other materials, but, you know, Bob's whole journey started with Think and Grow Rich. His mentor gave him a copy of Think and Grow Rich in 1963, when he was only making $4,000 a year. And he took the knowledge and wisdom in that book, and within 2 years went from making $4,000 a year to making over $1 million in a very, very short time. You know,
but that's a lot of money back then in 65.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot. But, you know, Bob, to this day, you know, to rereading something and getting something new out of it, Bob has been reading Think and Grow Rich every day since it was given to him in 1963. He just goes round it in loop.
Does he just keeps going through it in loop, looking for the extra knowledge out of it, like, you know?
Yeah, and you know, so you're exactly right. You know, when you have, you know, just because you've read something once doesn't mean that when you come back, like you were saying, you know, you are in a different place. You know, when you read it the first time, you took that information, you were in a certain place.
Yeah, and you applied it, and then you're in a different place.
Yeah, you come back and you go, oh, well, you know, now I see that. I would have never saw that the first time around, even if I would have turned right around and read it, but now I'm in a different place, so I see it from a different perspective. Yeah. And it's like, oh, wow, that makes sense in a whole different area.
Yeah, it's like when I listened to it, I was just straight in at number 12, the mastermind. You know, for me, that was what resonated with me right at that time in my life. So it wasn't the other stuff. And, you know, maybe because, you know, I've been self-developing for a long time and listening to personal development elsewhere and all that sort of stuff. So that was the bit that resonated with me. There was a lot of stuff in the early stage that I naturally did anyway. I didn't need to do those bits. For some people, they might get the book young in their life and they need to do those things. They need to learn how to network, how to give value to others, you know, how to connect, all that sort of stuff. That none of that resonated with me because I'd already learned that. It was straight in at number 12 mastermind. That was the thing I next needed to do, like, you know, and that next time I listened to that book, I'd already done a mastermind for like a year or whatever, like, you know, because I won't listen to it every... I won't constantly read it. I'll listen to it in an audiobook. But I'll listen to it again, you know, probably in the summer or something, because I listened to it last summer. I might take a Hacienda once a year summer thing when I'm out walking and stuff and listen to it again. And the next time there'll be something else that'll stick out to me, because it's what your sort of receptors are listening to. It's what your subconscious is looking for. It's that next step, you know, based on, oh, where am I at in my life now? And what am I now next looking to try to achieve?
Definitely. And that's such an amazing, just amazing part about our human body is like, look, you know, we pick out the nuggets and the pieces of what we need right there at that moment. And then we turn around and we come back and it's like, oh, wait a second. I didn't see those nuggets last time, you know, and it's, you know, I have multiple books where, cause I like rereading stuff, especially, you know, business stuff like Think and Grow Rich or Traction or, you know, different books like that, because I've always, whenever I go back the second time, especially after I've implemented, you know, either some or part, you know, part or all of it, you get back and you're like, okay, now that I've implemented this, you see certain points and stuff. And it's like, okay, I understand now exactly where the author is coming from. So you see it in a new light because you're a little bit more in tune with their wavelengths and the way they were thinking when they wrote it, because now you've applied it and you're on that vibration, you're on that plane or a lot closer to that plane than you were the first time you went through it.
Yeah, it's like when you watch a movie and you watched it when you were a kid and then you watch it again as an adult and all of a sudden it's a different movie.
Definitely.
Yeah, because you missed most of the stuff the first time round because you weren't aware of it. You weren't in tune with it. And then the next time round, you're like, you know, even doing a Disney film sometimes, you're like, I didn't realize Disney had so much double entendre in it. Like, you know?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Disney and, I can't think of the other one. It's slipping my mind at the moment. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, they put that in there to keep the adults, you know, entertained with it too.
And
it's
like, and they keep the, you know, keep the parents happy, you keep the kids happy, like, you know, you keep the kids there, like, you know. So
yep,
it's fascinating. Yep. And it's funny because so many things have so many layers. It's only when you start peeling back the layers and looking at it in detail that you realize sometimes, you know, how complex something that seems so simple can be.
Definitely. You know, and well, you know, it's kind of like you, when you go back to thoughts, most people don't really think, you know, if they are thinking, they're not thinking that their brain has all that power and all that ability to create. And, you know, I like to say, it's like, look, if you look around, everything that's not nature, in other words, if it doesn't have roots or fur, most likely man created it, and all of it has the same identical origin. Everything you look at has the same identical origin as a thought. Nothing was produced without being a thought first. And, you know, that is, and most people don't realize how much power is in the fact that everything around you came from a thought. And, you know, when you really let that sink in, it's like, well, maybe I should do some more thinking, you know, consciously thinking about what it is I'm doing and where I'm wanting to go. Because, you know, most people out there, you know, they have this, you know, they have the most state of the art and awesome GPS pre-programmed into their head, and they have access to it, but they, you know, they just don't put in a destination, or they put a destination, you know, it's like, look, I could put a destination that's halfway around the world and enjoy the adventure of getting, you know, to the other side of the world and then enjoy the adventure going all the way back. And most people, if they put anything in their GPS for a destination, they put it like two blocks down the road, and that's all they ever do. They just don't understand that, you know, I'm in Tennessee and I can put, you know, I can put Paris or I can put Sydney in my GPS and my GPS will take me there. Yeah. Granted, I have to get on a plane and there's some other things, but the GPS that's built in my head, if I say that's a destination and I keep telling myself that's the destination, I'm going there.
Yeah.
I will get there. And most people don't realize that their thoughts are strong enough to get them wherever they want to go.
Yeah, it's a big thought. I've never really thought about that, but, you know, I'm sitting around now thinking in my room about all the people, just in a house, all the people that come up with a thought to be able to put your room together. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
All those origins of thought, if you like, you know, like, oh, let's create a table or let's create a chair. Or the people who first thought about that and then produced it, like, you know, in your house, if you put them all together, it'd be a full room. There would be enough room for everybody.
Well, I was about ready to say, you probably have so many thoughts that are in your house that the people who were instrumental in those thoughts becoming real, they couldn't all fit inside your house. But their thoughts are all part of your house.
Yeah. I've never really thought about that before. But yeah, when you look at everything, you just think, yeah, well, look, everything's been invented. Everything's been created. You know, there was a thought. There was a time it didn't exist. And then there was a time someone had a thought. And then there was a time it did exist.
Yeah. And that right there, that is the power of thought. And that, when it sinks in, you know, when that sinks in, that is the power. And that is, you know, that is part of what we foster it through the mastermind, is that power of being able to harness that. And, you know, you can constantly think, you know, you, and when you think, and when you start putting that power behind it, you start thinking of something and you pass that off and you get energy to it. And, you know, it goes from a thought to an idea to a goal. And then it goes from a goal to a reality. And it's just, it's amazing. That is the power of thought. And, yeah. You know, it's amazing. It's amazingly powerful.
It's amazing to think about that in that way, you know, and in those terms. And yeah, you know, I love thinking. I'm a big thinker myself. I'm a creative thinker. I'm an out of the box thinker. And I think it's really good to be, you know, creative. And I think creative thinking and thinking in general is a muscle. You know, the more you exercise it, the more it gets stronger and the more active and physical it gets.
Definitely.
You know, so, you know, that's what I love about creativity and problem solving and all that sort of stuff, which is entrepreneurialism, really, you know, problem solving and, you know, solution providing and you know, coming up with things that people are going to desire. So, you know, thinking about what people need and want and desire. And yeah, I think it's, yeah, definitely just like a bit like mindset. You know, the more you work on it daily, the stronger it gets, you know, the more creative you get and the more you're able to implement things that end up being objects all around the world, you know, and services, yeah, and solutions and whatever, like, you know. So yeah, it's a fascinating subject. So you do the mastermind. Is there anything else you do, David?
I also host and am into commercial real estate investing. I host a podcast called REI Spotlight that is focused on commercial real estate investing, primarily in the U.S. But you know, I put a little bit of energy into that. And really those are the two things that I'm most, I put most of my brain power into is into the real estate and into this mastermind and educating people. And, you know, the real estate is
contacts. I can give you some contacts. Hold that thought where you were on the real estate. Yes. I love providing people contacts. And I think these are two you haven't got, or I don't know. I've given them to you in my room. So while I'm on the podcast, I might as well give you these as well. There's a girl called Jennifer Hammond. Have you heard of Jennifer Hammond? She has a podcast on one of the big stations. The one I think that, what's his name? What's the loud?
Howard Stern.
Alex Stern, yeah. Alex Stern, she's on the same platform as well. His was on. I can't remember the name of it now. It's an American radio station.
It's not XM radio. It's the other one. But I know which one.
It sounds like that. It sounds like that. Yeah, something XM or something M. Yeah. Anyway, she was on that on her own real estate podcast for a long time. So on her own radio show, and now she does a podcast. And her name's Jennifer Hammond, and she's big in real estate. She does real estate events as well. So she'd probably love you to come on and talk commercial real estate. Yeah.
I'd definitely love to do that.
Yeah. And also there's a guy from New Jersey called Mike Ham, who's another podcaster, Mike Ham, Mike and then H-A-M. And he has a real estate podcast as well. And so he'd probably love you to go on and talk commercial real estate, like, you know. So there's two contacts for you. Yeah, two contacts for
awesome.
You. So what was you was gonna carry on with something about real estate?
I was just going to say, you know, I really think both those two things are really about showing people how to build wealth, you know, and be able to not just build wealth for themselves, but be able to build wealth for themselves and then look around their area, their community, and see things that may need to have attention paid to them and be able to fix them. And to me, the fastest way and easiest way for somebody to go out and make a change in the world is to be wealthy enough where they can pay somebody else to be where they're not able to be and to do things that they're not able to do to move things in a direction that they want to see. So, you know, if you know, if you, you know, if you're in an area and there's a bunch of dilapidated buildings and that stuff needs to be taken care of, well, you know, yes, you can go and you can beg for donations and go that route. But if you've taken the time and you've created wealth yourself, you just go ahead and take care of it. And that's the, you know, that's my real end game, is to be able to, you know, have people who can look out there, and when something needs to be taken care of and they see something that needs to be taken care of, that they have the means and the ways of being able to go take care of it and, you know, help create the world that we all want to live in.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yes, if you've got the ability. That's the reason why I'm becoming a global speaker, because I'm actually not a center of attention kind of person. I'm quite happy chilling out in the back. I'm quite a private person. But I forgoed my privacy and anonymity for the sake of helping more people, because I realized that I'm a motivator. I like to motivate, inspirate, and educate. And the bigger the platform you get on to do that, the more people you can motivate, inspire, and educate. You know, so to me, it was like I made a choice for other people, for the benefit of other people, to put myself out there and take myself out of my privacy zone and put yourself out there, you know, podcasting and speaking on stages and all that, because you can't help a lot of people by staying in the shadows. You can work one-on-one and help people, and that's going to help so many people in your life. But why do that if you can help so many more?
Definitely, definitely. Being able to have that, you know, being able to have that reach and just being able to, you know, it's yes, you make a sacrifice, and there is some privacy, and, you know, you make that sacrifice, but, you know, at the end of the day, I think the sacrifice is worth it. You know, you're able to, you're able to cause a change in the world and, you know, help improve not only your life, but the lives of others. And, you know, sometimes you don't even know whose life you're actually going to touch and whose life you're going to improve, or exactly how far, you know, you could improve things. Because, you know, I look at, you know, just any of your, you know, quote unquote, top 10 speakers that do motivational stuff.
Yeah.
Most of them got started off of one conversation with one person, and that one person pushed them in a direction. If that one person, and most of the time, some of them know who it is, some of them, you know, some of them we don't know who it is, but it's that work of that one person, that one conversation that pushed somebody to go start going down that road. And now, because of that one conversation and that one little push, now there's millions of people who have positively been affected because of one barely, you know, it was a conversation that was heard in between two people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It ends up affecting millions. So, you know, that's why it's like, you know, that was my, that thought process is why I went, okay, this is bigger than me, and this is why I have to go do this, is because it is bigger than me. And my impact, if I don't open my mouth, I may not, you know, I could be the connection that impacts millions of people generations down.
Yeah.
So yeah. I can't stay quiet. I have to be out there and I have to share my voice, because I don't know, you know, they don't give you that roadmap of who exactly you're supposed to be speaking to and who you're supposed to be touching. But if I keep my mouth shut, I can't affect anybody.
No.
But if I'm out here sharing my message, it's out there. You know, I have my message is in me to be shared with somebody at some point. And I know it's a massive, massive impact. What I'm going to share is going to have a massive impact on people. And I have to be vocal and I have to share it so that that impact and that good goes down and it happens the way that it's supposed to happen.
Well, that's it. I've already inspired people to go into entrepreneurship, to go into self-employment, whatever. You never know how big those businesses will be in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. You just don't know. So you have one little positive quote, you know, one sharing of a video, you know, one 15-second video, 1-minute video, one podcast episode, just one chance meeting, whatever. These little seeds, if you like, that you're planting everywhere. Some of them grow here, some of them grow there, some of them grow into, like, you know, giant acorns, like, you know, and hang around for 5 millennia or whatever, like, you know. So you just don't know what effect you're having. But I'm just the Jim Rohn proverb, or Jim Rohn famous for saying that, you know, just plant the seeds, just keep planting the seeds, and, you know, whatever will happen. Doesn't really matter what happens. All you know is, as you're planting seeds, things will happen.
And the amazing thing is, you know, when you start planting seeds, I've realized this, is you never run out of seeds to plant. You can keep planting seeds, and it's like you never run out. And, you know, in nature, you know, it doesn't matter the plant, but you plant a seed and all of them, they don't produce just one seed back.
No,
most of them produce 100 seeds back.
Yeah.
So go out there and plant your seeds. You'll eventually reap the harvest. You might not know where, but keep planting those seeds, because that is your harvest, and your harvest is going to be beautiful as long as you keep planting seeds. You can't go out and plant 2 seeds and expect to, reap a field of benefits. But if you keep planting fields of seeds, you'll eventually reap, fields of seeds. You know, you'll reap those benefits down the road. So, you know, that's
it. I think some people don't measure. Some people are like, well, I can't measure those seeds sometimes. It's like, but do you need to measure it? As long as you know they're there, some of the seeds will come back and tell you, and the rest of them are just going off. But do you need to measure it? I don't need to measure it. I just need to know I'm making an impact. Like, you know what I mean? You know, it doesn't really matter. Does it matter if you helped 1 billion people or 1 trillion people or 100,000 people? Does it really matter? As long as you're making positive waves and things are going good and you're having a nice time. You know, it doesn't really matter. It's nice to have targets. It's nice to have a big number to aim for. But does it really matter if you have 1 million people or 1 billion people? You know, it's not my responsibility to help the whole world. I want to help as many people as I can. But there's other people as well. So it's like, if I only reach 1 million, well, someone else reaches 1 million, and someone else reaches 10 million and whatever. We at least everybody is improving. We're all getting better in some way.
Definitely, definitely. So, I mean, you know, I have my.
That's okay. We just lost you for a minute as you froze. But you're back.
Yep, I'm back.
I have my.
But yeah.
I have my, I think, is where you were at. I have my goals, I think you might be saying.
Yeah. I have my goals that I want to accomplish and that I have set for me, but, you know, and they're big goals, but, you know, it's like, I still have to approach it as it's, you know, what do I need to do today to get that 1% better? And as long as I'm constantly trying to get myself 1% better every day, you know, it adds up and it adds up and it adds up. And, you know, and then, you know, you get 1% better in 2 years, you'll look back and you'll need a telescope to see how far you've come just because you've constantly gotten that 1% better every day.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. As long as you're making at least one step forward every day, I try and cram in about 50, but, you know, or 5,000 or as many steps as I can, you know, but as long as you're at least progressing every day, then, like you said, you know, I always say, like, if you just took one step forward, for 30 years, how far further forward would you be than you are now? You know what I mean? Just one step, one stride. Definitely. You know, you'd be a lot further forward in 30 years, because there's a lot of time, there's a lot of days, there's a lot of things that can happen. That's one of my biggest advice to young entrepreneurs, that is just be patient, get in the right queue and just be patient and stay there and just keep progressing and keep moving forward and keep developing, and you'd be amazed what could happen. I said, I always say it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert, which is like 465 days, I think. But it takes, I always say, in 10 years, you can become a master. In 20 years, you can become a grandmaster. And in 30 years, you can become a Jedi. You know, in 40, 50, 60, 80 years, you are like, you know, you're like Yoda.
Definitely. I mean, well, that's the whole thing is, you know, just keep honing your craft. And, you know, I'll go back and I'll reference Bob for one other thing. You know, he is, I think he's 86 years old and he's still studying. He's still doing, you know, he's still sharpening his sword. You know, it's, you know, steel sharpens steel. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, look, that's the joy of, you know, waking up in the morning going, okay, I did that yesterday and I liked that, but where can I go today? You know, how much further can I push myself? What is that next piece of nugget? What is that next thing that I'm going to learn today? What is the next thing that I'm now going to be able to capable of doing that I wasn't able to do yesterday? And just keeping that mindset of, I need to, you know, it's that 1% better, 1% better. And, you know, it's just so amazing that how that compounds and how, you know, where you go from that. It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's what, again, just to give it as a nice round circle, that's why I love Clubhouse, which is what we started on. It's Clubhouse because you can pick up gold nuggets on all sorts of topics, you know, especially in my room, because I get people from all over the world pop in and you just never know what they're going to drop. And I drop plenty of my own nuggets for other people too. But as I'm dropping them, I'm picking them up, you know, off other people. So again, that's why I love Clubhouse.
Definitely. And back to our other part of our conversation, Clubhouse started as a thought in somebody's head.
Yeah, it did.
And
yeah.
Now it's connected 20 million people.
Exactly. It's become an audio exchange of gold.
Definitely. And yeah. Circling it back to Clubhouse, that is, you know, it is just absolutely gold. And you know, yours is one, you know, one of the reasons I was drawn into you know, Screw the Big Rooms was, you know, because it was a smaller stage and you could have a voice and I could drop my nuggets and I could pick up the nuggets. And if you drop the nugget and I didn't quite understand it, well, the room's small enough that I can go, hey, I realized that was a nugget you dropped, but can you give me a little bit more on it, because I know it's good. I'm just not really sure how.
Yeah, I need some more information or explanation, you know. I need some context or whatever, like, you know. But, yeah, it's been awesome. I could sit here and talk to you all day. I'm sure we'll have some more shared episodes and maybe even some shared stages.
Definitely. In
the future. Who knows? But I love to connect with other speakers and mentors and all of that sort of thing as well. You just never know, you know, when you're going to end up on stages together or, you know, looking for an opportunity to pull people in and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I pull you in, you pull me in, we all help each other grow. One of my favorite quotes is a rising tide lifts all boats. And that's one of my big ones.
Yes.
But, tell everyone a little bit about how they follow you, connect with you, you know, find out about your mastermind, all that sort of stuff.
The easiest way is just looking up David Schwann on LinkedIn. There's only about three of us and I'm the only one in Tennessee. If you need any clarification, but that's probably the easiest way. If you want to email me, it is david@reispotlight.com. And honestly, if you need to, if you want to either text or call to get a hold of me, it's the US, it's 1-615-653-1655. Once I blow up and become, you know, mega, mega famous, I may ask you to go back and delete that little part there, but.
Well, you don't have to change your number.
No. Yeah. Call me, text me, email me. Again, the email is david@reispotlight.com. And, you know, call me and we'll, you know, call me or email me and we'll definitely get you some more information on Black Diamond. And, you know, because that is, this mastermind is going to be absolutely amazing. It is going to do huge, huge things, very, very positive effect on the world. And I'm just super, super excited to be the facilitator for her. And I just can't wait to see the amount of good and the amount of growth that this mastermind is going to put out in the world. So if you want to hop on and be part of this energy and part of this goodwill that is just going to do amazing things, please just connect with me and we will, we'll get you in the mastermind and we'll get growing.
Brilliant, brilliant. Okay, nice. So, yeah, and I'm that sort of person who even when I make it to the top spot in the speaking world, people can still have my mobile number. They can still ring me. I might have it switched off because I'm partying on a big boat somewhere in Ibiza or Miami, but they can still have my number to ring me anyway. I switch my phone off when I don't want to be contacted. Definitely. I'll switch it on when I'm ready for business, so... Most people can't get hold of me now, and I'm quite well known, but not on top echelon spaces yet. Although I'm working my way up there slowly, one step at a time, each day as it comes. I'm working my way up slowly but methodically, and I will get there. Don't you worry. But yeah, it's been great having you on the podcast. Look forward to seeing you and hearing you speak on Clubhouse on my event in May. And nice to get to know you. And if ever I can do anything to help you in any way, and once you share some content about your mastermind, tag me in and I'll share it to my audience and see how we can help each other grow, because it looks like we're both trying to get to the same sort of destination. So sometimes it's nice to have a travel buddy.
Definitely, definitely. Partners on the road to life are always needed and wanted. So, definitely. I always like to say, hey, I'll race you to the top. But if you need a hand along the way, just let me know and I'll be there to help you. Help you conquer whatever obstacles you got. So certainly, if I can help you in any way, Mike, just reach out.
I'm a strategist, so I'll just use you as a pacemaker for a while, sit on your coattails, reserve my energy, and then just do on the sprint finish.
Hey, I don't mind. Hey, as long as we're both getting there, I'm good with it, man. Exactly, I'm good with it.
all good races need good competitors in it.
Definitely, definitely. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah, exactly. No point running on your own. That's just like training. If you want to compete, you need to get up and turn it up in the stadium and see who you're up against. It's good. It's good to compete. It's good entertainment. So, I look forward to you and listening to you speak on the summit and back in the room whenever you can come back into the Screw the Big Rooms.
I'll be there. I look forward to talking to you and learning more along the way, man. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on.
No worries. Have a great day. Okay. All the best. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.